Everybody, here
Hello.
We are at my parents' place, my mom's place. My dad is no longer with us, unfortunately. But we are here. It is just after lunch now, and I'm here with Caroline.
And we had a fabulous lunch.
Now, you are a member of the Uninitiated. I am not. So why don't you, from that perspective, describe the meal.
Okay, today we had chicken. And it was so tender, it just fell off the bone. And I mean, it was fabulous. And of course, we had real mashed potatoes and gravy and meatballs. And the meatballs were like in like a sweet and sour sauce. And they had some pineapple, which is really, really yum. And there was some corn. There was a veggie tray. There was stuffing. There was this stuff called bubbit. It's a bread that is like cornbread, and it has raisins in it and stuff, and it's really, really good. I love it. And then there were peas, which I don't eat peas. They're not meant for human consumption. and then there were pies. We had chocolate pie or lemon meringue pie for dessert.
And these meals are fabulous. You do not leave the table hungry.
No, if you do leave hungry, it's your own fault.
Yeah. And it's just good to be here. I was I was a bit concerned yesterday because I was not feeling well. And we were supposed to be here yesterday afternoon, in fact, and that just didn't happen. But I wasn't going to miss Christmas with the family, so here I am, and here she is.
Yeah, I'm here because he's here. And tonight is when we're gonna have the traditional, I'm assuming anyway, it's still happening, the traditional noodle soup that everybody always hears about from us because it's so good. And usually after they clean up and stuff, we'll go downstairs and open gifts and all that and hang up for the afternoon, and then we come back up here and stuff our faces again.
Good enough for better.
And Bruce already got his Christmas present. He got, from me, he got a new set of luggage. And I got, well, it's going to translate into a jam box, the Jawbone jam box Bluetooth speaker. I'm going to be ordering that when I get home. Well, actually, I'm going to be ordering it before I leave for home so that it can be delivered once I get home.
No, it's something she's been wanting for a long time, so I'm really glad.
Yeah.
This is going to finally happen.
So we've already exchanged our gifts, and because I figured Bruce might want his luggage for today, but it turns out he didn't need to bring it, and I'm actually using one of his suitcases. Go figure. Interesting how that works.
Oh, yeah. I think that's the way to give a Christmas gift. You get something else to somebody that you're going to want to use, and they're going to let you use.
Well, you know, that would be true of, like, you know, chocolate or something like that. Wait, you like chocolate. Okay. So, yeah, that's the excitement.
Well, it's like the first and last time I was ever put in charge of getting the family birthday present for my mother.
Ah, yes.
They'll never let me do this again. I picked out one of those soft padded toilet seats.
Now, see, I would have loved a soft padded toilet seat.
Well, we certainly used it, but.
Yeah.
So, do you have anything else to report?
I do not think I do. Oh, we had milk for lunch too. Bruce had a chocolate milk and then white milk, and I had white milk, and there's nothing better than milk. Right, Alex and Lou, if you're listening to this?
Yes, you have to understand the value of milk, which knows no bounds.
Milk is very good.
Yeah, absolutely. Just ask any cow.
So, I have nothing else, I don't think.
I don't either, but it's been fun. Have a wonderful holiday, everybody.
Absolutely.
And you might want to check out the holiday programming on Mushroom FM. It's a fabulous lineup.
And Mushroom Escape.
Absolutely. We got some great Christmas old-time radio shows on Mushroom Escape. Jack Benny, Fibber McGee and Molly, Dragnet, The Goon Show, Life with Dexter.
Armis Brooks.
Yes, absolutely, Armis Brooks.
So, some good stuff.
Absolutely.
So, check it out and all that.
All right, well, take care, everybody, and thanks for listening to this.
And Bruce has suckered me into publishing, so I'm going to go do that. Bye.